You won't believe this, but I'm Charlie Brown. And I was Charlie Brown before Charlie Brown was Charlie Brown. So you realize I got to be pretty old. I'm 95 years old. I was just telling Ed Reilly, if somebody asks me what I'd like to change in my life, and I would tell them, not a single thing. I am happy, I guess, that I'm still alive. But other than that, yeah, I can tell you a little bit about the story here. I was, I was in the Army about 2 years and a half.
If I read right, you landed at Utah Beach.
Utah, yes. I was in combat for 302 days. And in that 302 days, we fired 33,902 shells. 33,902. We had to keep track to that. We fired 10,181 shells in France. And of course, this is the medal I'm getting from today is a French medal, which is one of the highest medals, and I'm overwhelmed when I think about that.
The French remain grateful to this day to the Allied forces that helped liberate it from German occupation in World War II. There's been some mutual friendship and mutual support of each other when needed.
Yeah, very true. And I'm sure the French people appreciated us coming in there. And, of course, when we went into France, we thought, well, we either got to win the war or they're going to push us back into the English Channel. And that was that would be a long swim from there back to England. So
now, while you were firing artillery, of course, the Germans were firing back, which put you in the line of fire. How did you cope with the stress of knowing that there was an enemy over there that was shooting back at you?
Well, I'll tell you, that's when it really got kind of rough. A lot of times we'd go up to fire on a German pillbox, and while we're trying to knock that pillbox out, somebody over here would start firing at us, and we had to try to decide, do we keep firing at that or do we turn around and fire back? Sometimes it was kind of scary when the shells started getting fairly close. It was rough, and somebody had to decide, what do we do? And we, now this is in Germany, but we destroyed about 40 German pillboxes. A few of them were indirect, but most of them were where we had to drive, bring the tank right up. We had 155 millimeter guns on M12 tanks. And so we had, all of a sudden I miss it.
That's okay.
But it was really kind of tough when you try to move a tank up there. You're a pretty big target. So, and some of these pillboxes had 88 millimeter shell or guns. And so we had to be very careful when we tried to get up there to not have a 88 millimeter gun staring us in the face.
But you made it through, and you had an amazing journey from Utah Beach to Berlin, What did you do with your life after the war and you came back to the States?
Well, one of the first things I went to Spring. I always wanted to learn to fly, and I went to Springville and took lessons at that airport. It's now not even, it doesn't even exist anymore. But, and then I owned, my buddy and I bought a PT-26 plane. It was used in a Royal Air Force up in Canada. And we had that until he took his nephew up, 15-year-old nephew. They crashed and they were both killed. And but then, okay, you want to know more about what I did. One of the first things I thought, I'm going to see if I can go. I wanted to blank.
That's okay. But I guess...
Okay, I'll get back here.
No, that's okay.
One of the things I thought, well, I'm going to go to radio and television school. And the government would pay for that, so I did. I lived in Machias.
Yours has been called the greatest generation for your accomplishments in World War II. What do you think when people look upon you and your peers as what they call the greatest generation?
Well, I tell you, we really had quite a time winning war. But we were very thankful to have people think that, you know?
I sense a lot of modesty in you.
But we were proud to do that. I think that's, and you know, today there are so many soldiers that have real problems with their minds. So I don't recall any of our soldiers ever having a problem of, you know, getting the shakes and all this stuff at the end of the, you know, when they finally got out. I guess maybe it's just different for us. I don't know. Maybe they have more problems here now. But it was scary back then, and many times you think about the things that you saw. You know, when you see a soldier fall and not get up, it's a pretty scary thing.